Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Ooh, girl, this episode of Drag Race makes me wanna la la Perusa.
10 dancing divas from season 15 don their best bucking leotards and hair that may or may not be whippable and take the stage to perform for Miss RuPaul.
Whip It Good and Bruno's balls are the deciding factor on the running order, and Mother RuPaul is the deciding factor on who goes home.
Anitra and Jax lip sync a whole bunch.
Spice receives some mercy from her sisters.
She's begging you for mercy. And Mistress remains very confident in her abilities and delivers the only reveal on the main stage this week.
Are you ready for a drag show?
Race Chaser starts now!
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Race Chaser.
So I says to Mavis, I says. So I says to Soph, I say, he says, Soph, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser.
Quran.
A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
Ooh. My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Oh my God, that scent bird just flew smack into that wall.
It did. That's why you have to put a decal on the window. Otherwise, the scent birds will just fly right into it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, oh, D has no bird. Cow.
Lois. Lois is here with us. Lois.
Lois. So whenever we see birds, we think of RuPaul.
We do. I'm a bird watcher. I'm a bird watcher. Watching birds go by.
RuPaul loves us so much. Hey, last week on Drag Race, there was a sequel. As I was saying, there's a sequel to the Daytona Wind. Oh, she did that. She did Garage Door Eyes, Smokey Black. She's gorgeous. Oh, baby.
It's purple. If you don't know, this is our monthly video episode of Race Chase'em. So, you know, we both happened to look like this, and it just happened to be time to podcast, so.
Baby, I have a Hawaiian lanai-inspired updo with local flora and fauna. The category is flora and fauna.
Girl, don't take it home with you. They'll send you through the agricultural scaler, girl. They'll flag you so fast.
Do you have any nut and seed? And I said, I don't know if you should be asking about my personal life.
Oh no, they do an x-ray too, so they'll know if it's up in you.
They're like, sir, excuse me, do you have a whole drippings can up there?
You have a diva cup.
You seem to be leaving an oozy trail.
Oozy trail.
Are you possibly made of cookie dough? Because you seem to be leaking brown chunks.
Cookie dough.
Well, last week the girls were in the Daytona Wind, which is the Daytona Wind 2, Big Daddy's Funeral, as to say. Mm-hmm. And they served up sitcom style, much like we're doing now. The runway category was Puffa Please. And it was all bee, all shade, all frozen lemonade. And after skillfully navigating the role of Fancy, Mistress stole the hearts of the judges and won the challenge. Aura Maiari.
Is that what you're trying to get me to do?
I mean, it's going to be the last time this season.
I know. Until the finale.
Well, Homegirl and Jax landed in the bottom to lip sync for their lives, and Jax survived her second lip sync in a row, and Aura went home curse first.
She did.
She said, I'm going to send my dad father to curse you all.
She did.
I'm going to send my drag mother curse you.
She... She leaves a lipstick message that says, I almost said a voicemail message, but she leaves a lipstick message that says, I love you all so much. Can't wait to kai-kai after this. Love the trade of the season, RMARI. Mm-hmm. So she just offered to fuck the whole cast.
That's so nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know that I would maybe necessarily do the same, but it's good somebody's doing it.
Okay.
You look stunning. If you're not watching this on Mom Plus right now, let me tell you, you're missing out. Skin so smooth.
Right?
I'm sure there's peptides and collagen in that smoothie that you're quaffing.
Oh, I thought you meant in my face.
Oh, no, bitch. I'm sure there's peptides and collagens in there.
Honey, under the
peptides
skin.
Peptides and pump under the skin. So this brings us to the lip sync Lollapalooza SmackDown.
Lollapalooza. So Lollapalooza comes from, I'm guessing, Lollapalooza, which was a music festival.
Is.
Right?
Correct. Wait, did was you get Wikipedia anything? All of a sudden?
No, but was it anything before that musical festival? Because the music festival Lollapalooza was in the what, 90s and 2000s?
It still happens.
Oh, it still happens.
Yeah, I just don't think it's as relevant.
Does it have anything to do with You Make Me Wanna La La by Ashley Simpson?
You make me wanna la la on the kitchen Palooza. On the floor, I'm a French maid.
I'll bring you lemonade when I meet you at the door.
Such a good album. Speaking of
Palooza.
Oh.
Lollapalooza.
Who is that?
A person or thing that is particularly impressive or attractive. That's the definition of the word Lollapalooza.
So what? it's a
Thank
word
you for
that
being woman enough to come here and confront me about this.
It's an antiquated word that just means like hell of a good time.
Like a Nickelodeon, like nobody really knew what that meant back in the day.
Yeah.
Lollapalooza.
Why is the voice different? Where's Scuttlebutt?
I mean, she's here, but she's got
coworkers. Is she on a break?
Scuttlebutt.
Oh,
see,
so she...
I fuck with her. Yeah. I don't know who that other faggot is trying to come in here and steal Scuttlebutt's job.
You're not going to bite me. Hold on.
Anyway, do you have animals in your hotel room?
It didn't work. There's many an animal. They're going to get animal control in here.
A dragonfly.
You're in Hawaii, so who knows what kind of, like... You know,
baby,
beasts are running around.
Baby, let me tell you, there could be beasts all over. Jax is worried that the hex that Aura put on him will come true and she will be haunted. And Miss Lux London Noir, she's like, Bob walked onto her runway purse first and Aura left that runway curse first.
Lux is the reference machine, of course. And Lucy... is still pissed. I was like, I hope that people just miss Untucked and then miss this whole thing. And then it's like, no, it's carried right in to the workroom of the next episode. She's so pissed that she's safe. She's very mad. And all the girls, you can hear their eye roll sound effects.
Was she high safe, though, or safe safe?
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Mistress diagnoses it as a case of drag delusion, as we know that. You know, she's a doctor. She's a reverend doctor.
I think the only cure for drag delusion is big bills.
Big bills?
Big bills. Large Williams, big bills. Which Spice wouldn't know about because she has never been tipped. She is not a performer in that capacity. And she's been giving safe Spice, but she's entering her top era, she says, and she plans to trot her way to the top. And the girls are like, didn't they tell you to stop that shit?
Yeah, she can't be tamed. Mistress fears that the drag delusion may be contagious.
Have you ever suffered from drag delusion?
Yes, you have to be slightly delusional to even do drag. when is your show in Hawaii? Did you do it already?
Girl, it was last night.
Oh, so she's a bearded beauty for permanent now.
I mean, it's been there since season 4. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Madam Madness, the door she opened.
Willem, did you do your show, stay up all night, take photos on the beach at sunrise, and now you're podcasting?
Well, instead of taking photos, I took Molly. But that was like 6 hours ago. So I'm good, I think, now.
Amazing. So you are going to enjoy this episode.
Honey, I'm at a party with Malay Balenciaga. Malay. Drink your juice, bitch.
Dancing with Malay. Anyway.
Ooh, we like to podcast. RuPaul has a hotline called 1-800-RuPaul, and Lucy says she's going to call it and say, oh, let me tell RuPaul. I'm really surprised that they didn't take advantage of this to have like a RuPaul like chat line. Like, come get an affirmation from RuPaul.
It's not like, enough numbers.
Like, get in a river. I'll pray for you. Don't drown.
It's only six. It's only six numbers. So it would have to be like RuPaul 5. RuPaul 1.
RuPaul 69.
No, that's actually too many numbers.
I don't know. 69 would be hard with her because she's so tall.
She is.
Yeah.
It would be a challenge.
You know somebody, belly button.
Anyway, it's the next day.
Do you think Spice is in her top era?
I don't know. Go off. That's what tops look like nowadays. It's these big, burly, bearded, muscled daddy types. They've got their legs in the air, honey.
Well, now that Varla's foot ain't broken no more, she can do that. Special hello to our sister, the talented Varla Jean Mermont.
Varla Jean. Lucy, the girls are like, Lucy, you lost your damn mind. She was like, no, I was just kidding. Girl, I understand. No. I've been there.
I've been there.
RuPaul comes in and says, hello, hello, hello. Designers.
She said, we're halfway through the season and I still haven't seen some of you lip sync for your life.
So this week, the queen's charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talents will be put to the ultimate test because it's time for a good old-fashioned lip-sync Lalaparuta. Mm-hmm.
She said, twirl, crossies. Y'all are going to twirl. And the queens are very excited. Selena says it's like the WWE SmackDown, and she's ready to get into it. And they're told to get into lip-sync assassin drag, which for some girls means play suit fireman. Actually,
what?
Two girls.
Play suit fireman?
Two girls, I think, look like childhood firemen slutted up. I think Anitra and Jax both look like fire people.
Okay. Well,
like they
fire,
could be passing
lip sync. There's your theme. Red
buckets
and fire.
Of water.
What would you wear for a lip sync assassin look?
Oh, baby. I would have a reveal, and underneath I would have three titties on my front, three titties on my back, and then my light up pussy. And then local flora and fauna, as you can see. And then, yeah, that's what I would do. What would you do, Alaska?
I think this is the opportunity to be you as a character. So if it's like the sort of Power Ranger version of who you are. So whatever that means. But you also have to be able to move in it. So it has to be like a cat suit, a body suit, a situation like that. But this is where I would do like classic Alaska. I would have like fucking classic Alaska hair. And I'd be some sort of black, slutty, slinky, kakadukuka, krakatapapa.
Mm-hmm. Garbage bag woman.
Sure.
We're gonna take a break.
Why don't we go ahead? The hands on the screen are telling us to take a break.
The chubby furry hands are at the 8 and the 2.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
Fire 8 and woman. 2, what you gonna do? This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
I have a question.
It's real.
How does this day work on Drag Race? Because RuPaul comes in and says, get into Lip Sync Lollapalooza drag.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean RuPaul got into drag the same time as the girls?
Maybe. Or maybe they filmed it at the end of... Did they film the next day in the workroom? Yeah, I would say probably, I feel like.
Can you roll back the footage? The girls walking over to the... Or when the girls are getting ready in the mirror, are they wearing the same clothes as they were wearing when they first walked into that workroom? Because it takes a long time to put RuPaul in drag, I would imagine. It
takes like 3 hours, I'm pretty sure. They like to put on their
so good, they gave the girls Vanessa 3 hours to get ready that day?
I mean, we definitely had 3 hours some days, but we would all be in cahoots, be like, paint slower, paint slower, paint slower.
I would like to, I don't often take credit for things that I have nothing to do with, but I believe that I am the style prompt for the judges panel today.
I believe Michelle Visage, in style prompt.
Michelle mm-hmm. Visage is in leopard print
with and a black nail glove. Gloves.
Nail mm-hmm. gloves. And RuPaul is in a one off the shoulder sort of black vinyl gown.
I'm almost sure that Ross has worn this faggy concoction of a zip up jacket before.
She got it at that store that's next to Rage in WeHo. You know that one.
Block party?
Yeah, she got it at a block party. I know they sell those.
I'm gonna block her if she doesn't get some new party outfits.
She probably is selling that on her website. So it's probably signature Ross Matthews.
Sister on the website selling something for sale. Selling sequins for sale, honey.
Moss Matthews.
Yes, the bomber is $395 on Ross's website.
A sequined jacket is how much?
Romeo Brocade Bomber, $395.
Oh.
Is it made of diamonds?
Yeah.
Is there something, is it artisanal in some way?
The XL was it already sold out.
Was it made in America?
I don't know, have those details. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the girls are main staging it, and we get Bruno's balls. Bruno also is given a coveted spot at the judges mm-hmm. panel.
Well, Ruth says
during his off time.
It's just family this week, and Ruth says, come up to this mother. You know those pheromones are hitting her too, because that's Brazil baby right there.
Okay, obrigada.
Honey, and it's a brick walled Brazil because he's built like a brick shithouse, baby.
Oy, miga.
The queens are going to face off in 8 lip syncs, and if they win, they're safe and can relax in the workroom. And if they lose, they go to the back of stage to perform in the next round. And these balls are the determining factor. One, the first girl gets to pick her opponent, the second girl gets to pick the song. And there's a bunch of songs, and round one is pulled for Malaysia. And then she picks Marsha, and Marsha picks her song. And that's how that works.
What do you
think
of these song choices?
I don't know why they keep repeating stuff. Like, we've already seen an iconic Tell It to My Heart. I think that's an opportunity for new things to happen.
RuPaul likes these songs.
Yeah, I get it. But she's 60-something, and we should also look to the children of the future.
Was there also a lip sync of The Right Stuff by Vanessa Williams previously? I believe there was.
Yeah, I think it was on season 3.
I believe it was five? Season 3 where the Vanessa Williams song trickled down into RuPaul's Drag Race. And it's all coming back to me now as a drag staple. I mean, Tell It to My Heart and The Right Stuff are clearly like RuPaul's contributions. She's like, girl, I just like seeing drag queens do these songs. Let's throw them in there. And then the rest of them are like more like modern. You have a very rock and roll song by Joan Jett. You have the sort of, I don't know, what is that called? The Fifth Harmony one?
Yeah, I'm in love with a monster.
Yeah, it's sort of like jazzy or like, you know, sort of that sort of milieu. Mm-hmm. So you get a very well-rounded group of songs here. And the first girl up is Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. She's debating between giving people what they want, which she prophesizes is a Malaysia versus Mistress Lip Sync. And
Malaysia Skunt.
Mm-hmm, and she thinks picking Spice because she is one of the weakest lip syncers could be a possibility. But in the end, she picks Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. And Marsha's like, oh, what? You think I'm weak, cunt?
And then Marsha gets to pick the song.
What does she pick again?
She picks Boys Don't Cry by Anita. Anita!
Anita, darling!
Marsha, we know that she's a dancer.
How do you get these puppies?
We know that she's a dancer because of her talent show, but we didn't know that she was this kind of kick, twirl, buck, spin, split, splat, fucking kickity cat, fucking catwoman, backflip, fucking bullshit over here.
Baby, she
none
said
of the
jazz,
girls knew.
Jazz technique, scooch, advanced scoochery. She's getting down all over. And when Malaysia's going to another side of the stage, she turns, she confronts her opponent. She's doing the damn thing in a flat wig. Thank you, Marsha.
I think this is the best Marsha has looked all season. I love
this
outfit.
It's great in the wide, but then you get to the untucked sitting there in the chairs and you're like, just because it's human doesn't make it the right choice. Like, you need to put some bundles in it. It's very flat. That ponytail looked like the ponytail. This ponytail is thicker than her ponytail. And if you're on Mom Plus, you would see what I'm holding up right now. It is a Barbie doll head with a custom weave. Almost unbelievable.
So it's not 500% density, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying, if you can count the split ends, you may want to grab a bundle, baby.
I have a feeling Marsha is going to relook at drag from a new perspective after watching this season. I think she went into this and she's like, proportionally, I'm very small and I can wear, you know, small things. Yeah. And then you get to Drag Race and you're like, and they're telling you like,
paint
do
hard.
Everything bigger. And it's like, okay, I can't just really do that. I have to like have shit kind of made and find it and source it. So
I just feel like if a girl tries to put the top of a wig into a ponytail ever, she should definitely wrap a bundle around whatever she puts in the ponytail, because like,
sure, why not? It's easy.
Yeah, wigs are you want the, if you're a small girl, you want the proportions of Sailor Moon, and if you're a big
she's
girl,
the one.
You want the proportions of like Delta Work, you know, you need like scale. Like a giant poinsettia or like a sideswept coif.
Did you see myself silk flowers, but these are real flowers.
I
can buy myself
floors.
Silk flowers.
Go down to Muscatels in DTLA.
Did you see Marsha's finger meme? What's going on with her fingers? Is she AI?
No, I don't think I follow her. What'd she do?
It's on the outline.
Let me scroll.
Her, she does a like double flip off at the end, and for some reason, her fingers look like fake or like pretend.
Oh yeah, the little thing are they hot dogs?
I don't know what is.
There's something. We'll put it on our Instagram so you can guys tell us what is going on here. But I don't know what it is. Malaysia knows what it is, though.
She's AI generated.
She said, if I'm going to win this lip sync, baby, I need to get this leg up in the air. Which
she did. She gives us the good old classic eight counts that every drag queen needs and knows and wants.
Uh-huh.
The spin and the twirl and then the kick.
Scooting and booting.
However, she did not best Marsha. Marsha gets to go back into the workroom and relax. Malaysia will be called forward again later.
Another day.
And round two is Lucy LaDuca is picked out of the hopper, the head of hopper. And then she chooses Spice. Not because she thinks Spice is a bad lip singer, but because she thinks she knows what song Spice will choose.
Which makes sense because Spice is also has that same technology where she's like, I'm going to choose this because I know Malaysia doesn't know the song. She does that later.
She does.
But for right now, Selena is low-key rooting for Spice because Spice picked Do You Want to Touch by Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Oh, Spice's outfit is like Britney's Oops, I Did It Again tour look with the flames. It's very
flaming.
Hot Topic. Very
flaming
very limbo lounge. And Lucy is in a show queen type of outfit, leotard boots, very like Zygmunt corsets.
Yeah.
And they dance and then somebody loses. This lip sync for me didn't give me any like, oh my God, let me text my friend moments. It was just a lip sync.
Yeah. And Marcia said, watching it back in the workroom, she said it was very close, but Lucy ends up being safe. And she goes and joins Marcia in the workroom, and they are officially in the top nine.
I love
the next round. Lux is chosen out of the head of Hopper, and then she chooses Salinas.
Yeah, and Selena chooses It's All Coming Back to Me Now, and she says this is a number that she does at home, and it very much shows she has something for every little beat.
She does.
And
this is her classic. Go-to.
When a girl picks the beat from the beginning, like, and starts hitting it, it's like, oh, okay, I know what's happening. Go to the top of the stage, touch the wall, and let's hit this bitch.
She definitely did a more comedic approach, which I think works with a song like this because it's such a well-known song. It's such I think it's an overdone song in drag. That being said, I perform it all the fucking time. But I do it because I like doing things that are overdone because everybody knows it. And then it becomes, what is your twist on it? What is your take on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done this
which
song
Selena
too.
Provides.
I did it in Toronto at Fife Queens or something. Like, we've all done It's All Coming Back to Me Now. And when she does the thing where she leans through her leg, or like, it's just so funny. Oh, they should have put a Daytona Winds fart sound in it.
Yes. On the other hand, did you think Lux
was close to winning?
Well, Lux gave a very compelling, beautiful, straight performance of this song, which sometimes pays off. Sometimes the judges don't want to see and they randomly at random decide when they want to see jokes and when they don't. So this was a moment they wanted some jokes.
Yeah, for me, Lux lost this one when you thought she was going up to the back of the stage to come down and do some like big move on the stage, and then it was like a skip hop thing, like three big skip hop steps, and then she hit the baby, 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 and I was just like, that was your move? I thought she was gonna do like a big UK knee slam or something.
Don't do the knee slam.
Yeah, I think Selena ate this one, and this was in. This was in her pocketbook to go, for sure.
She did.
With
and
extra
Lux
napkins
is like,
for later.
Lux is like, thank you, and flips her hair and goes to the back of the stage when she's told that she still has to be up for elimination. She thought she had it in the bag. Did you see that hair flip?
Uh-huh. She was like, okay, I'll go back here now, but this isn't where I wanted to be. Her outfit
Girl,
is giving me Jesus straight from the tomb in swaddling cloths.
Honey, now is the time to show temperament, Crystal.
Yeah.
It really is.
Time to celebrate. We're going to take a break.
Out of drag.
Oh, yeah. Crowd surf wants to be a boy.
Out of drag.
Uh-huh.
Girl, go off.
Our sister is a mister. She said, look at me, I have boy body. Aww, fa, world pride.
She wanted to get trained, honey. Okay, let's take a second and take a break and we'll be back. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Vasco!
I'm gonna miss her face reveal party and I'm so mad.
I'll report back because I'm gonna be going.
Okay, cool.
Round four. Mistress Isabel Brooks is chosen out of the head of Hopper and she chooses Jax.
Oh, and Jax falls right into her trap and picks Tell It to My Heart by Taylor Dayne. Mistress picks the person who thinks that they will get the song that she wants to do.
Yeah.
If that made sense.
I love Rick. Might...
Uh-huh. She's very masterminding. She's very the drag sleuth.
It's actually not masterminding. It's mistress minding.
Yeah.
Mistress is mistress minding this, and Jax falls right into it. And she said, oh, let's dance, girl. And this is the moment. This is the moment. When we all know Sasha and Anitra are going to get the lip sync now, which
yeah,
they're the two that everybody was scared most of. I'd say people were scared most of Sasha, Anitra, and Mistress. Those were the three that were like, ooh.
Yeah.
And they're right about it. During the lip sync, Mistress gives us our first and only reveal of Lollapalooza.
Grateful that was a reveal.
Me too. If you don't count Jax's peekaboo knees, what is this Fisher-Price dance costume? I know it's by a company called Black and White Stripe somebody, but it just gives me Fisher-Price Fire Lady. I've never seen a knee cutout. And then one of the knee cutouts has like a blue strap through it. It just gives me very Fisher-Price.
How are you going to do the UK knee slam if you have knee cutouts? I mean, that's the one place you need fabric for cushioning. I don't know.
And this hair, too. This hair gives me, like, oh, it's human. I'm going to wear my good human with not a base tease in it. Like, girls. Yeah, like, hang it upside down and put some, like, fucking backcombing in it. It will never be a bad thing.
It's her aesthetic. Yeah, she likes to, you know, she's always drawing upon sort of fly girl, sort of 90s sort of aesthetic. And so that's what I think the outfit is definitely giving. And she does a lot of acrobatics. Jax is like fucking doing barrel rolls and flips and kakarakukaka. So she can't have a huge sculpted ass wig.
I mean, yes, you can if you do it right. I'm not impressed with her hair this season scale wise for her. I think she's a tiny little girl and a little bit of teasing could really help the situation. Like, if Michelle Visage went out there with her straight, flat-ass hair, nobody would be like, okay. Unless it was sleek, center part, and shiny. This hair does not give any of those things. This hair gives... does anybody have a brush? Okay. Will you get the back of this for me? Yeah, just smooth it out. Anyway...
Mistress Isabel gives us a tearaway. She starts off very, like, I appreciated that she started off kind of like conserving her energy in this number, because a lot of times the girls go so hard from the very second of the first beat of the thing. There's nowhere to build to.
Yeah.
And I like that she was like a slow burn and sort of was like drawing you in. Like, and you're like, what is she doing? What is she going to do? That's compelling to me on stage.
I feel like you need to start the song slower, because when you feel the night explode, that's when you need to let them know.
Isn't that the first line?
Yeah, you got to build to that first line, because there is an intro. Detach, make me silver.
Dinner with the Kushners, Taylor Dane.
Damn.
Mar-a-Lago fundraiser, Taylor?
Not even. She came like that. Mistress is commanding the stage with her presence. Thank you, Mistress.
She really did. It was her moment. She had comedic moments. She had really fierce moments. And I think the comedy bits are what put her over the edge over Jax. And Jax is at a disadvantage here on this episode to begin with, because she's already lip synced a couple of times. We've seen the tricks she has in her arsenal. So no one on the judging panel is going to be like, whoa, I didn't know she could flip like that, because they've seen her flip like that. So she's at a fucking disadvantage here.
Yeah, I mean, she's gotten the opportunity to perform on a national stage a couple times in a row. And
she gives her all every time, which she should.
For just one more night with you?
Mistress goes back into the workroom, and the other girls were like, we thought Jax said butter, though.
Which I was shocked at, because just on that boot alone, I would have put her in the bottom. That boot did not go with Jax's outfit. It was a black boot and a primary color wheels on the bus outfit. Okay. I would not have worn that black boot with it.
Well, Mistress is like, fuck you guys.
Which is
Mistress goes course. Right back. She's like, well, I was kind of shocked that you were here too, but.
She's always the one. She says, well, why are you gagging, honey? But Lucy just says she wasn't giving 100%. And Mistress explains that her tactic was to save a little bit of what she could do in case she had to go the second round. But at the end of the day, she's here, so it doesn't really matter.
I agree with that.
I kind of do too. Like, you can't give it all. She did her reveal. What else do you think she has up under there?
Right.
Nobody did a hair reveal, which was kind of sad for me.
Then we get to the lip sync of lip syncs. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what a lip sync Lollapalooza is all about to me, because like you said, the two strongest lip syncers are held off to the end because no one wants to choose them. Mm-hmm. So then they end up going against each other, and you get a moment like this where it's Anitra versus Sasha Colby, and it's just unbelievable. Sasha Colby's, she's like a cyborg, and she like, like laser focuses into like action mode the mm-hmm. second like the whole thing is starting.
Mm-hmm. Entering slut mode. Sasha says, I know the song, I know my opponent, I know the stage, and I know me. Let's just get going.
She does. She said,
I am contestant she number 18. Selena says, let's get the popcorn out, honey, because it's going to be a show. Boots,
they
bitch.
They should give them popcorn, but I doubt they did.
I mean, popcorn is the known nemesis to bottoms everywhere, so I don't know.
This, I am obsessed with this lip sync, and I think they both did such a great job.
This is the only one I wanted to watch twice. Yeah. This was the only one that made me compel myself to get up from across the room and to rewind it, because my remote battery was dead. But it is everything for me. Now, look at Anitra's outfit. Does it not give off-duty play school fireman or fire person?
Okay, with these red suspenders. If she had a fire hat, it would take it there for me.
And I'm forgiving her on this hair Because this has a back comb in it. It looks like there's some volume to the root, some layers. It's not just long and straight. It's bouncy. Yeah. It's behaving.
Yeah.
And then Sasha's hair. Bitch, this ponytail that her and Preston made, it is swishing and swashing. Sasha's giving me like a little bit of like Rich Man's Frug from Sweet Charity slash...
Yeah.
What's the Beyonce song where she did Rich Man's Frug? Four, she just me and it's five. One. Yeah. That song, I forget.
Because this song lends itself to that. And she like draws upon that. Is she...
The go-go beat and the drum where she's just like ponying for a second and the hair is just going to the left and to the right. This is everything. And the girls are playing well with each other. You like, you long for the moment where they interact a little bit, but it doesn't happen. Yeah. There's no like Raja and Carmen moment.
Sure.
I think this was... everybody agreed Sasha won, but Anitra did hold her own very, very well.
She did. Just but like this was Sasha's moment.
We are in a Sasha supremacy right now.
Absolutely.
How many times did you rewatch it?
100.
Well, Anitra said if she had to choose to lose to anybody, it would be Sasha. And I think everybody can agree with that. But this brings us back to the girls that failed the first time. Malaysia and Spice get to go now. And Malaysia's first again. And she wanted to pick the song, but she didn't get to. So she picks Spice. She's like, okay. And then Spice chooses Don't Go Yet by Camila Cabello because she
please
knows Malaysia.
Don't go. Please don't go. Don't go away. I wish it was that song.
Me too. Spice chose this because she knows Malaysia doesn't know the words. It's like the kind of gig where you're in the van. You're like, oh, what's this song? They added new songs to the iPod. Oh, what's this? That's sick.
Oh, girl, there's too many words in that song. I don't know that one. That's that's like something you say flippantly, like in the van. Girl, it gets used against you in a moment like this.
Mm-hmm. They don't know Misha's under the floorboards listening.
Unfortunately, Spice doesn't know the words either. She realizes once you get to that treacherous second verse.
Honey.
First verse, everyone is like, oh, girl, I know this song. Oh, like, I know this like the back of my hand, honey. Oh, yes, yes. Second verse, you're like.
Honey, she walked into the room verse first.
Hey.
Turn up stage, hands.
Yeah.
Look over there, very that. the lip sync was, I don't think this is a number that Malaysia would go and perform on the road. And I think I can say the same about Spice because everybody just really wants to know where her ding-a-ling goes. That's going to be Spice's big number for the next few years. And by few, I mean as long as she's ever performing because that's what people want to know. And I don't see Miss Mama coming up with like a boy at the bottom where she has to perform it at every something. But I do think that this was... Let me try to find something nice to say about this lip sync. It seems like they both wore scuff-free shoes.
Okay.
No marks on the stage.
The winner ends up being Malaysia.
Uh-huh. And then Marsha, she's back there waiting. She said, why'd you pick me first?
Hey, congratulations. But yeah, why did you pick me, though?
Girl, these girls are going to be mad. Why didn't you pick me first? Why did you pick me first? Bitch, it's a game. They had to pick you because that's what the thing is about. Pick a little, why drag a little, you, pick a little, suck a little.
Why can't you just say, I thought I could beat you in a lip sync? There's nothing wrong with that. That's the whole purpose of the game.
I would have looked into Marsha's beautiful eyes and said, because you're in a flat wig. And RuPaul likes you to wear stuff, and you're literally wearing an orange bikini with no titties, an orange panty, and an orange glove.
I think she did have titties because I think it fell out at one point, and then she put it back in and, like, did a little wink, wink.
Well, baby, she needs to put them in under the muscle. Because for this, for this lip sync, Lollapalooza, her outfit for me was giving audience member.
God.
What? It's not an event, and the hair is flat. It is not an event. She looks like a boring Fanta girl. Where's your jet ski, honey?
Don't you want a Fanta Fanta?
I don't.
Anyway, the next round is a three-way.
Mm.
A menage.
Do you have experience with that?
panties.
A little, but I find it really distracting. I find too many dicks. I can't pay attention to what's going on.
Mm. Same. What are we doing? Oh.
Lux versus Anitra versus Jax.
Yeah, they have The Right Stuff by Vanessa Williams as the song left.
And, they
do. And there's some floor work. There's assorted scuttlebutt.
I think they were throwing themselves around like freaks. It was fierce. There's a lot of action going on. It's hard to pay attention because there's three girls. But clearly, the judges feel that the safe girl is Lux Noir London.
How many times in these lip syncs does Anitra lick her fingers?
Come on, seduction.
In the first
Michelle
part,
said, come on, seduction.
Yeah. Hilarious. The first part of Anitra's thing in the first song she does, she licks her fingers, but then she doesn't touch her pussy. So she's saving her secretions. Yeah. I think the flame's on low. In the workroom, Selena poses the question, which people are thinking, will one or two girls be safe? Everyone thinks it's two, but then only Lux walks into the workroom as the victor.
Yes.
Selena.
Because the final round comes with a twist. A very bizarre twist that doesn't really make a lot of sense. The twist is the queen whose name Bruno picks has the power to save one of the queens. And then the remaining two queens lip sync for their life and someone goes home. So Anitra is picked and she has a moment to choose. Is she going to lip sync against Spice or is she going to lip sync against Jax?
What would you ladies do in this situation?
I would send that twin bitch back to from whence she came on this earth. However, do I believe that Anitra made the right decision? I do, because I think Jax, she had already lip synced twice. It was sort of getting to a point where it was like, does she have more to show in the competition? We saw her in acting challenges, kind of neither be really here or there. So, I know we're not basing it on that in that moment, but I think Anitra's letting that play into it. It's like, I think Spice actually has more to show in the competition than Jax did at that moment.
I mean, I think Spice's acting challenge, or I think, what's her name? I think Jax's acting challenge proved that it was neither here, there, or anywhere, actually, because there was no point of view to it at all. Like,
right.
She wasn't hitting her lines, and like, she's not, based off of that, she's not the type of girl that I would hand the microphone to after her number. You need to be funny. You need to be funny. It's not that hard. Everybody knows RuPaul likes to laugh. And in this round, I think Anitra automatically turns Spice into like, what do they call them, presidents? Lame ducks? Where it's like, you just know they're on their way out. Like, Spice is only in this competition by the grace of another girl who did not want to see her slaughtered like a little lamb, which is graceful. And the twin gets to stay in the competition another time, another week or whatever. But I just don't, when there's always a girl where you walks into the workroom and you're like, well, she's not winning. And we knew the twins weren't going to win. We knew they were there for RuPaul to pick the gristle out of her teeth with and then spit away.
You think?
Yeah. RuPaul. You think RuPaul, on paper, it was... Should we put these two TikTok girls on the show? If it was one TikTok girl and it was... Should we put this girl on the show? She's a TikToker. Well, is she a performer? No. If they weren't twins, neither one of them would have been cast based on performance ability alone.
Yeah.
Neither. And so the fact that they're twins and the novelty is there, the novelty is worn off. Because I do appreciate them as individuals, but it was more fun when the stakes were there and you were constantly thinking, ooh, maybe they'll have to lip sync against each other. And we didn't get that, which we all were waiting for.
So kick them both out. I'm done.
Well, Anitra had a difficult decision, and you could see on her face how difficult this decision was because she felt like it wouldn't be fair to lip sync against Spice. But that being said,
fair? What do you mean?
But that being said, it's like, so wait, so she's bad at this. So you're saying that she should be saved? I understand it was a difficult decision and she had to make the decision in the moment. And I think she just wanted to like have a fierce lip sync happen rather than like a sort of unfair, unbalanced, like uninteresting lip sync.
I support Anitra. I do like seeing two competitors of an equal standing going at it.
Yeah.
Which if it was Spice, it would not have been that. She's a nice girl, but good luck holding you the stage against Anitra or Jax, baby.
And even Spice comes back afterward and is like,
you better hold on for queer life, bitch.
I can't believe I thought I wasn't going to see you guys again. Is aware of the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
Oh my God. Let's do that. Oh. Well, you have nails on and everything. Just showing the Mom Plus viewers the intricacies of our loops.
This is a skeleton that's smoking.
Oh, a smoking skeleton.
Which I think is funny. And there's like a gemstone on his cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Very, very.
It's the most delicious thing I know. Okay, so the girls are about to lip sync to Finally by Cece Peniston.
The penultimate song of the challenge is Finally, which makes sense. Did we talk about how good RuPaul looked yet?
No, we didn't. Did Baby. She get in quick drag? I still don't understand how this day worked.
Probably. It's. She has a team of people working on her. Like, she's going to do something for yourself, girl.
Even so.
It's not that hard to get it. Bitch, she has a travel wig on, let's be honest, and a one-shouldered column gown. She looks great, but it doesn't look...
travel wig.
This does not look like there were any pulleys and mechanisms at work that were intricate in nature.
Well, she looks fucking great.
She really does. Little bubble hair. Like, kind of like Bad Sandy if she was RuPaul.
Sure.
I'm loving it.
That penny. The queen's lip sync to the song Finally by Cece Peniston. I just like saying it that way.
Do you see Rue gives them each a wink?
Yeah, she does left eye, right eye to Jackson and Anitra. She says, "Don't fuck it up."
No favoritism here. Equal winks.
Yeah.
This is a classic drag lip sync song,
and it doesn't stink. It's fun. Anitra pops out. She says, there's so many lines in this song that can be like fun and punchy. And Anitra imbues humor into the performance in a way that Jax doesn't. Jax mostly uses her physicality and her moves. Yeah. Anitra is giving full body embodiment. Hair, face. Yes.
Eyes, lips, face, Elf Cosmetics.
This is
lips, face.
Thank you.
I'm just tired of these pants too. Like, it's, I'm.
You want to send her home just based on the pants? I get
just
it.
On that outfit. Yeah, when she came out in that outfit, I was like, "What in the Fisher Price?" Anitra doing the thing where she pops out from behind her legs that are up in the air. It engages you in the song and makes it go, "Oh, okay." Because this is a fun song. Finally is like one of the major songs in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Everybody knows it. So there's this point where like they're crawling in it and it just kind of gave like it harkened back to like the girls crawling in Priscilla and being on the floor and being those giant lizards.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic lip sync song. Like you said, Anitra gives it a little bit of humor, which I think takes her over the edge and she wins.
Oh, yeah.
Anitra, Shantae, you stay after doing lip sync after lip sync on this day.
Well, girl.
And then Jax is sent home and she says, fatality.
Which is funny and great. Yeah. What a wonderful way to leave the show with showing people that you can be funny.
Totally.
And this wig is still flat. Face. This wig is still flat.
Your friends are in the other room. Heard every cruel thing they said.
Now, Anitra joins the queens back in the workroom, and they're very happy to see her again, especially Spice, who thanks her so profusely. It makes it almost a joke that she's there. Like, thank you for saving me. I promise I'll let you beat me.
I'm bad at drag. Girl, I get it. Girl.
It's just like, it just proves that the show is jumping its own shark.
What? She knows that she's bad at drag, but she's very charming.
But what about all the girls that were great at drag, who've been auditioning for years, who keep putting tapes in and are like, well, they didn't watch my tape. Do you know if they're still casting? Like, what about all those girls? The girls that run... I'm just...
Do they have twin siblings?
I don't know, but it just is frustrating. They should get one. It's frustrating to me that a novelty act is taking... And all drag is valid, and the twins drag is valid. But
all drag is vapid. Valid, yes.
In this national search for America's next drag superstar, it wasn't going to be the twins. And I just feel like this slot is wasted on novelty. And like this show could take itself seriously up until this point, pretty much, with like, you know, we are actually looking for the next America's next drag superstar. But once it became like the twin show with, oh no, don't pick me, I'm not good enough, and I won't win against you. Like, we all knew it. So for me, it was kind of farcical instead of rusical.
Farcical.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just for
a farcical right now.
Well, delicious. Alexis Michelle knows what a farcical takes in her mouth.
Oh my god.
Yo, sloppy is wild.
We have fun.
Y'all having fun up there.
Y'all better have some Purell in there.
So, I think it's, you know, I think it's a little of a shame that the girls didn't get to say goodbye to Jax and that there was no winner this episode. Nobody won, like, I don't know, MVP or won a cash prize. So, it's sort of a weird way to end an episode, but we got some great lip syncs out of it. And, That's the episode. And next week is Drag Race's 200th episode.
Oh, wow.
And they're throwing a ball.
A ball, honey.
Bring it to the ball.
I am very grateful that everybody's acknowledging the Sasha supremacy of the room, because Sasha is that type of icon where nobody could have held the stage against her. And Anitra tells her what a huge inspiration she is. And how grateful she is to share the stage with her and see that she's being a real human being.
For sure.
We are the muses.
What happened on Untucked? Did you watch?
Couldn't tell. You didn't watch it.
Okay.
Did you?
I did.
Tell me true. What happened?
It was sort of a weird episode because they showed Jax going home at the very beginning, and then they like sort of brought the girls all together at the end to just sort of like talk through it after Jax had already gone home. So it was sort of like a after the fact thing, a sort of talk back after the lip sync Lollapalooza.
Yeah, for me, this Untucked was just probably the right one to skip, because usually the dynamic comes from who you think is going home and stuff. And when they put that right up front, you're just like, oh, okay. So I know what's going to happen. What else are you going to tell me? There was no new information in Untucked. It was just old stuff rehashed, probably. And this is from someone who didn't
watch it. Because you didn't watch it. Which is fine.
But like, what are they going to talk about? The lip syncs that they just did and just all watched? Oh, let's talk about it now. Woohoo. We just watched it for the main episode. So like, that's what they would have shown in Untucked if there was a breath of material left to breathe. Because
they play the game of who's your biggest competition here?
Which is one of those things that production prompts you to talk about when there's nothing to talk about. They're like, oh, we only got a half hour to make this show. Come on. Girls, who's your biggest competition? Go. Well, I don't know. And you have to say one.
And that becomes sort of like a game of like, well, if you don't get mentioned, then like you feel like shit. So by the end, Marsha is like, all of you are my competition, honestly. Which, you know, fair answer.
Fair enough.
And not everyone can say Sasha because then you don't have a TV show. But obviously, Sasha is the biggest competition there. To me, for me, in mm-hmm. general.
I mean, me.
She's the one.
I think Mistress could also be the one because she's pretty fun and people like her a lot. And Anitra. Those are my three. I'm sticking by them. Malaysia and Mistress both say it's time for a big girl to take the crown, though. And I agree right. with that. Have we had a big girl yet win other than Lawrence?
In and flagship, Danny? In flagship drag race, no.
I think just Lawrence and Danny. Have we? Yeah, no. Hmm. Which is crazy because big girls make up such a large part of the drag industry.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't how I meant it to sound.
But it's true.
You said largest yeah. part. I see what you mean.
The largest part. Ooh, it's the largest girl in the competition. She wins.
You are ooh,
the largest part.
The sweetest pie. Now sachet away. We want to thank you so much for listening to Race Chaser
Courant
this week.
I am Willam.
And I am Alexa.
And we would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe. In fact, go there now. We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait patiently. We want everyone who listens to the pod to rate and review the show. We know that the algorithm favors those who are reviewed often and reviewed plentifully. So if you do that, rate us, review us, and it helps all of us out. So,
mm-hmm. And you can sign up to see all the loveliness that you might have missed in this episode at Mom Plus, which is at mompodcast.blues.
Blues. Mom Plus gets you access to all of our mom shows ad-free and many of them a day early, plus exclusive bonus episodes and monthly video episodes of this here podcast mm-hmm. called Race Chasems.
Yeah, and you can see the evening implode. You can follow the dolls on Instagram and Twitter at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is Race Chaser Pod. And we're also on TikTok at Mom Podcasts on TikTok and Instagram.
And email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And we will be back next week with more discussion, dissection, and dissemination. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for an entertainment and informational purposes only.
RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respected trademark and or copyright holders. Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom!
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfog, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfog 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.